This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia, a jam-packed show today, and our topic is a Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics. And President Andrews, it was a great day, a historic day, April 10th here at Morehead State.
Jason, it's one of the most exciting things that's happened on our campus in many years. We had a wonderful partnership announcement between the folks in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the General Assembly, Leader of the Senate, President Robert Stivers, and House Majority Floor Leader Rocky Adkins and Joe Craft, who's made a wonderful private gift. So we're going to have a high school here on our campus that will house juniors and seniors, the most accelerated and exceptional children from across Kentucky.
We had a chance to talk with Senator Stivers, Representative Adkins, and Joe Craft on that day. We'll come back, we'll have that, and then we'll be joined by some in-studio guests as Shaping Appalachia continues.
The MSU Summer Arts Academy returns June 8th through 14th at Morehead State University, offered to high school students with an interest in music, theater, creative writing, art, and design. Fee includes housing, meals, materials, activities, and instruction. Merit scholarships are also available. Enrollment is limited, and the deadline for early registration is May 1st. More information online at morehedstate.edu/SAA or by calling 783-2401.
Morehead State provides much more convenient, affordable access to higher education. We can help you finish a four-year degree through our campus in Morehead or one of our four regional campuses in Ashland, Mount Sterling, Prestonsburg, the University Center of the Mountains in Hazard, or online. With programs in nursing, social work, business, education, technology management, and more, MSU offers many options for completing your degree. Visit morehedstate.edu for more information and discover much more at Morehead State University.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. Jason Blant along with President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews, very big day at Morehead State University.
Jason, it's a great day at Morehead State. We announced the establishment of the Craft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics. Wonderful program funded by the Commonwealth of Kentucky in private philanthropy, named for Joe Craft, who's the CEO of Alliance Resource Partners and a native of Hazard, Kentucky. This is a really big deal.
I know the fact that Senator Stivers and Representative Adkins had a big part in that. Senator Stivers, tell us a little bit how this got underway.
Well, I will say this. I think maybe the most spectacular thing about this is that it was kept a secret for so long in Frankfort. But my daughter went to the Gatton Academy. I'm from Manchester, Clay County. My sister went up here. I represented the area for a while early in my career. And as I watched the Gatton program proceed and I watched my daughter participate in it, it just kind of blew my mind in short, very untechnical terms that, you know, why can't we emulate this type of program somewhere else and where would be the ideal spot to do it, especially with what's gone on here with the NASA program and the Science Center here. And so I engaged Dr. Andrews about a year and a half ago. Then he quietly worked with a group, and then Rocky was, you know, came in on the subject, and then I think he kind of sealed the deal with Mr. Craft. So it worked out well from many aspects.
Mr. Craft, I know that Morehead State University and the children of Eastern Kentucky are very appreciative of your part in this. Tell us a little bit about how they approached you and sold you on starting this Craft Academy.
Well, I was invited to dinner one night to meet Dr. Andrews. And I thought we were just going to have a nice, pleasant dinner. And they started laying out the vision. And I've been born and raised in East Kentucky. You know, I'm part of the same group of leaders trying to find opportunities to help this region because of some of the unemployment we have and the re-emphasis to try to find opportunities beyond coal. And, of course, being a coal guy, that it's hard for me to say that because I want us to still rely on coal as much as we can. But at the same time, we do need to think of other ways to create opportunities for people in East Kentucky. And so when they laid out this program, they didn't have to sell me too hard because this is a vision that was very well thought out. I'd had some experience of trying to help young people with high school education in East Kentucky previously, so I knew the need for science and math teachers in this part of the country. And so after we had the dinner, I did a little research and came back and said, let's start working on the details and make it happen.
A lot of hard work thus far, President Andrews, and a lot of hard work that will begin the day after this press conference.
We know a lot because of the success they've had at Western with the Gatton Academy. And it turns out there is a national association. There are about 60-some schools around the country like this that are residential, dual-credit, high school, college programs. And so we're going to start to visit those. We're going to hire a director, principal, whatever we're going to call that person, immediately as soon as we can get that going. So we know what we have to do. Now it's a matter of doing it.
Rocky, I know that you're a very special alumnus here at Morehead State University, but you and Senator Stivers met in the middle of that long roll in Frankfort, bipartisan, and I know that that's big on your plate, that's big on his plate, because what you can do for Eastern Kentucky kids is the main purpose.
Well, there's no question about that. You know, there's issues that we can agree on, but when it comes to moving a region forward, moving the Commonwealth forward, and investing back in our people. You know, the taxpayers, I think, expect that. They expect us to work in a bipartisan way. They expect us to get things done. And to be able to announce a very bipartisan initiative here today, to be able to announce a public-private partnership here today, I just think is really the ingredients of what it takes for success. And the real success is going to happen through these students that come here and get this very high education, this very highly skilled, highly trained background that they're going to get here to hopefully be able to carry that back out in our region and be a Joe Craft and start a business, or be a Jim Booth and start a business and employ people and be able to stay in our region. And I think that that is part of the initiative here. But this was a team effort. There's no question about that. This was a team effort to work with the President of the Senate, Robert Stivers, his vision on this project, to be a part of it with people like Dr. Wayne Andrews, the President here, and people like Joe Craft, and for the House and the Senate, you know, to come together on a project like this for the funding along with the private gift that was announced here today. And, you know, we're expecting results. And I know Dr. Andrews is expecting results. I know Joe Craft is expecting results. And we're going to see that because, let me tell you, our people in Eastern Kentucky, they can compete with anybody around the world if they're given the opportunity. And I think this is the leg up. This is the game changer to really bring about that opportunity that they need to really compete in the 21st century.
Senator Stivers, a big initiative with SOAR, and that is big for Eastern Kentucky all the way around, and this with the kids and the education, this could be part of that, really, with the fact that these kids are going to be the jewels of the mountains because they're going to have a chance to really get a great education here at Morehead State.
And when you start thinking about a series of 14- and 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds starting out with a college curriculum that's dual-credited, that opportunity is just huge. But I also want to say this. This was something that was being talked about long before SOAR was ever brought to the forefront. We were discussing this, and President Andrews was working on the framework and the map for success here. And you know, as we said, it was long before we came into SOAR, but it fits and dovetails so well into it. But I think one other component, you know, when I saw driving back and forth, and as I said out here with kind of teary-eyed watching my daughter, you didn't see students from the East. You didn't see students from Northern Kentucky. You know, it was – this area was not represented, and Western Kentucky University was devoid of the participation from this region. And I think you're going to see a huge mushroom effect of individuals coming here from about two-thirds of the state will be coming into Morehead and looking at this university and what it's doing.
Mr. Craft, this is a great honor for Morehead State to partner with you. How much of this is going to touch the generations of Eastern Kentuckians who will get a chance to further their education in a great facility, in a great situation? That has to make you feel pretty good.
It's really all about the children. It's about the kids. I'm just fortunate to be able to do a little bit to help. They're the ones who are going to make me feel good. When they come and say thank you, that's what will make me feel good.
President Andrews, we look back on today, this may be one of the best days, if not the best days, at Morehead State University, especially to be a high school student coming up.
Well, it's an example of a transformative idea. That's one of the words we've been using. I don't want to belabor it, but there's a lot we do as a university right now out in the region that's important. But this will provide opportunities that will change lives for students and families, because we want these young men and women to know, as Senator Sivers said, when his daughter was thinking about high school and going to college, she wasn't sure she could maximize her potential. This will allow us to maximize the potential of these kids, and then they can go where they want. They can stay here, they can go to any university in Kentucky or out of the state, and they can maximize their potential. They can learn how to be entrepreneurs, and we want and hope some of them are going to come back home or go back home or stay at home to begin to change the region that we so dearly love and we want to improve.
Great conversation with Senator Stivers and Representative Atkins and Mr. Joe Kraft. President Andrews, we have some in-studio guests to further that discussion.
We do indeed, Jason. Thank you very much. Dr. Roger McNeil, who is the Dean of the College of Science and Technology here at Morehead State University, Dr. Margot Deli Carpini, the Dean of the College of Education at Morehead State, and Mr. Coy Sammons, who's the superintendent of Paintsville Independent School, who's with us in the studio. And we wanted to bring them into the conversation because Roger and Margot have been part of the team that's developed the proposal for the Kraft Academy. They'll want to comment on that, and we invited Coy to be with us because we want a superintendent's view on this. Paintsville Independent serves lots of students in a community that's a rural community in eastern Kentucky, and our hope and expectation is that we'll attract students from Paintsville and other communities to come to the academy. So, Roger, we might start with you, though, to comment on kind of the form and substance of the academy. You know, you put a lot of thought into this, and Margot, you may want to chime in there with him.
Sure.
Just to talk a little bit about that, and then we'll invite Coy into this discussion.
Well, I'm very thrilled that we are doing this. This is going to be really transformational for the students as well as the university in eastern Kentucky. We're talking about bringing the best and brightest to Morehead State for a residential high school that allows the students an opportunity to take college courses and get an advanced start on their education with a curriculum that will be focused on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and integrated with research and service learning experiences and entrepreneurial experiences that will really allow these students to reach their full potential.
It's a very exciting prospect for students because we know that eastern Kentucky, southern Kentucky, central northern Kentucky, children in this part of the Commonwealth are just as bright as children any place, and they need to have similar opportunities that are available in western Kentucky. So I appreciate the effort that you put into developing the curriculum. Margot, from your standpoint as Dean of the College of Education, you've been in the business of preparing educators for many, many years. How do you see the potential of this impacting perhaps our faculty in the College of Ed?
Well, like Roger, I'm very excited to be a part of this, and I think that when we look at the potential outcomes for this academy, we do see transformational effects. In terms from a College of Education standpoint, we have the opportunity in the College of Ed to collaborate across other colleges on campus. And if we look at the trends in teacher education, we see much more collaboration and interdisciplinary collaboration with a focus on STEM. So I see this as a reciprocal benefit. We'll be working across colleges from College of Education, College of Science and Technology, and that work will impact the teachers that we're preparing as well as the faculty in terms of infusing STEM across the curriculum, which is really, again, if we look at Common Core standards and if we look at national and state trends, that's what we're seeing more of.
Well, that's terrific. And I think the interdisciplinary nature of what we're doing is a really powerful thing. Coy, you've been superintendent of Paintsville Independent for 12 years. You've worked with lots and lots of students through your career as an educator in the public schools. How do you see this opportunity for kids coming through your system and generally across eastern and southern Kentucky?
I think this is a major achievement for our region. Constantly, year after year, we're concerned about the lack of funding on the federal and state level for gifted education, for those students that truly need the next tier of challenge. And I think this addresses that need substantially. And one thing that I also like to see there is that It is promoting opportunities for students in Appalachia. And I agree with the comment you made earlier. Our students need opportunity. And many times we do, our students do not get those opportunities because of geography, simply.
Right.
That's it. And I think that addresses that issue.
Okay, well, we have a challenge in convincing our parents to send their children to Morehead State University, an hour, maybe 2 hours away from home.
It will be a challenge for some, but many, especially the gifted student, many times parents will take a look at the opportunity and see the cost effect and all that and decide, I think, that Morehead would be a good place for their children. I think the campus here is routinely ranked as one of the safest.
It is indeed.
And also being a parent who has a soon-to-be Morehead State grad, I was always aware of that and always very proud of that aspect for the university.
Dean McNeil, as I understand the program, the way it's developed, the students won't have to pay any tuition or room and board. The only thing they'll have to pay, at least the way it's currently conceived, is for books. Is that correct?
For books. That is absolutely correct. The state funding would support the tuition for the students, their room and board, and the staffing at the Craft Academy, and the students then have a very affordable college experience to start.
Now, this is a dual credit program, so the students participating in this will also complete their high school requirements. So it sounds like we've got some articulation to do between the requirements for a high school graduation and what we provide as a university.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
There's some work to be done there, but the students would graduate from their current high school and also graduate from the Craft Academy and receive up to 2 years of college credit on the way.
Margo, do you think there'll be opportunities in this interdisciplinary way of looking at things for some of our faculty in the College of Ed to lend expertise? We certainly have a Department of Special Education, which deals with both ends of the spectrum, both the gifted students and those that have developmental delay issues, I suppose. So, I mean, are there some complementary things that could happen there?
I think there are a number of things. One of my goals for the College of Education, as I said earlier, is to move towards a more collaborative, interdisciplinary approach to educating students across the spectrum. And if we think of this STEM Academy as the center of a hub, I can see our faculty collaborating with the science and technology, mathematics and engineering faculty in creating opportunities for the students to engage in a variety of projects, hands-on activities, hands-on projects that enhance learning. And when we think about collaboration, what each faculty member can bring to the table creates a more enriched experience for the student. We don't operate in isolation. We don't operate in a vacuum. And when we're thinking about STEM fields and careers, we're also thinking across the spectrum in terms of literacy development, in terms of appreciation for the arts, in terms of appreciation for music. And I think all of those things can be infused, and that can result from the collaboration between the faculty and the two colleges.
That's terrific. Coy, from a public school standpoint, what are the most important things that you might suggest to us as we put together the nuts and bolts of this program and when we start thinking about, well, how are we going to recruit these students? Do you have some suggestions for us in terms of how we approach school districts and individual schools and counselors and principals and the like?
I think you will need a clear approach on these are the opportunities that you're going to have on campus. You just kind of blow me away about the cost. That's a tremendous opportunity that students are going to have. So you can throw that off the shelf. I mean, it's not going to be a problem. Cost is not a problem. So they're going to have to see opportunities. They're going to have to see that your campus is safe. They're going to, what are we going to do with these students in their out of class time? All that will need to be organized, and I'm sure your approach will be a 24/7 approach, and this will enable your child to do what they meet their goals at the end of their college career.
Right. We've done a good bit of examination at what has been done at the Gatton Academy at Western Kentucky University. In fact, the folks there have been very forthcoming to share, and we're quite aware of the totality of student development. I mean, while we want this to be principally a STEM academy, we also know that these young men and women, they're going to have interest in the humanities and social sciences. We know that we're going to have to staff our residence hall appropriately. A hall will be designated specifically for the academy. It'll have supervision 24/7. There'll be lots of rules articulated, and we'll pay careful attention to students coming and going and student behavior. And we've had some conversations about that, and I think it was Margot that said, you know, from a mother's point of view, and you said it as well, with respect to your daughter, you want to be sure that when students come, they're going to be safe, that there are no issues about that. So we're paying attention to those things, and we'll make sure to emphasize that when we roll this out to our families.
We're very proud, 100% last year, of our students enrolled in college. And at a very early age, we start talking with our students about what's the next phase. I meet with students all the time and say, listen, we're just in your life a short time, and we're going to help you go on to the next phase of life.
We'll come back to wrap things up on this edition of Shaping Appalachia after this.
Morehead State has many online graduate degree and non-degree programs carefully designed to provide students with the tools they need to succeed in their careers and become leaders in their field. Whether you're an accomplished undergraduate student or a seasoned professional, gain the additional skills, credentials, or degree necessary for career progression. All of MSU's online programs are accredited through the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. Visit morehedstate.edu/gradschool for more information.
The MSU Summer Arts Academy returns June 8th through 14th at Morehead State University. Offered to high school students with an interest in music, theater, creative writing, art, and design. Fee includes housing, meals, materials, activities, and instruction. Merit scholarships are also available. Enrollment is limited, and the deadline for early registration is May 1st. More information online at morehedstate.edu/SAA or by calling 783-2401.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. President Andrews, a lot of time spent discussing Craft Academy. I know there's still a lot of work to be done.
Well, there is, and we're very excited about this opportunity. We think it'll be transformational for the young men and women throughout eastern southern Kentucky and across the Commonwealth. There's a lot more work to do. We've got to hire some folks. We've got to get all of our documentation together, post it on the website. We'd ask people to keep checking that website. We'll add more information as it becomes available. We're looking forward to responding to individual inquiries in a serious way here in the next few months.
And, of course, all that information is on morehedstate.edu/craft. We'd like to thank Senate President Robert Stivers, House Majority Floor Leader Rocky Atkins, Joe Craft, Dr. Andrews. I know you'd like to thank these guests.
I would indeed. Coy Sammons is with us. Coy is the superintendent of Paintsville Independent. Thank you, Coy.
Thank you.
Dr. Margo Deli Carpini is the dean of the College of Education at Morehead State, as Dr. Roger McNeil is the dean of the College of Science and Technology. And, Roger, we thank you.
For Shaping Appalachia, I'm Jason Blanton. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.